If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome back to the Already Friends podcast. This is Kara, and today it is just me. I will be doing a solo episode today, and it's going to be about having a feel-good morning routine. Funny enough, I don't think we've ever done a proper morning routine episode, which is crazy to me, but lately I have been feeling so good in my morning routines, and last week I had a nasty cold, went on a work trip, got stuck on the tarmac of our plane, sitting on the ground in St. Louis trying to leave for 2 hours with no AC. There was no power on this plane. We sat on it for an hour, no AC. People are coughing. People are being gross. I don't have germaphobe tendencies, or I don't really get grossed out by that kind of stuff. But in that situation, it was really nasty. And then we deboarded the plane. And then we got back on after another hour delay. Got back on, waited another hour for the power to come on, and then it finally came on. But all that to say, I think that is where I got this cold, because it's summer. Who gets sick in the summer? That's so embarrassing. It's, of course, me. So yeah, that's why this morning routine is feeling extra powerful this week, because I took all of last week off. I did not work out, did a couple walks here and there once I was feeling a little bit better, but I just really try to prioritize my rest. And now that I'm back in the swing of things today, it's Monday, I've not felt this energized, this good of a feeling in quite a long time. Maybe I got used to it. I honestly think that's what it is, because I've been doing this as my morning routine for so long that it just kind of became the threshold of what was normal. So then getting that little reset of going a whole week without doing anything, I can come to appreciate it more. So I wrote down the five things my morning routine that make me feel good, because right now it's 5 p.m. and I still have that energy and that quote unquote natural high that I got from this morning of doing my workouts, morning routine, everything I'm going to detail in this episode. And that's what I want to bring to you guys today. So I'm going to share the 5 things that I do to set me up for success and are my quote unquote perfect morning routine formula. But first, as always, we're going to catch up really quick and some updates here. Like I said, recovered from a cold, feels so much better on the up and up. Also going on in my life, I have just posted on my Instagram, I am helping produce a short film. So if you guys don't know, I'm a freelance producer. So I produce travel and tourism photo and video shoots. I work for a company called Beautiful Destinations, and I work with a bunch of other freelancers, brands, as well as some other companies, and do freelance stuff for them. But my friend Hannah she's based in LA. She's That Hannah Show. We had her on maybe last year, and she came and talked about movie life, working in film and TV in LA, because she's a proper film and TV gal working out in Hollywood. And she directed her first short film last year, Lacuna. It was massively successful, did so well, premiered at the Beverly Hills Film Festival. And this year she's directing her second short film. This one is called Stitch. Definitely go check out their Instagram page. It's a really cool script. I'm so excited to be a part of this, because I don't even know if I said it yet, but I'll be the producer for the short film, which is going to be so cool. I have never done a short film before, and I'm so honored that Hannah is trusting me to be part of the crew. It's going to be an amazing film. We have amazing actors and actresses lined up. Hannah's incredible. After not only is she a really good friend of mine, but I really much admire her work and what she does in a cinematic sense and what she can bring to a film and how she can come up with an idea and bring it to life. So the idea for this film is really, really cool. And it's going to be a horror thriller genre film. So that'll be really cool to work on. I honestly am mostly scared of horror films for the most part. But I think working on this one and knowing behind the scenes that it's not real, that'll make me less scared when we're watching it, when it's going to come to fruition. But yes, so I just posted that I'll be producing that. And we're going to be filming at the end of the summer out in LA, which is going to be so cool. And it's really fun. I feel like I'm being challenged. I'm learning things. But also get to work with a really close friend and help her bring her next vision to life. So I've been doing that in the background lately. Also just freelancing in general. I have so many things going on with freelance work. And after, I think I got two emails today asking to do two different projects. And it is possible that I'm going to be gone for an entire month this summer. Again, with freelance life, things are up in the air. You never know what's going to happen. You could be in the talks to do a project and then the plug could get pulled a week or two out in advance. I don't know. That is honestly just how the freelance production world works. But it's possible that I'm going to be gone for an entire month with back-to-back trips. So that'll be crazy if that actually happens. TBD. I always just, as a freelancer, you just kind of have to see what happens because sometimes projects are like, they put feelers out, but then it doesn't actually come to fruition. So that's why it's always good to have multiple streams of income. And that's what I try to do because the freelance life is not for everybody, but I love it. I think it's so much fun to just kind of be a little free agent, bounce around on different things. But yeah, looking at my calendar, I could be gone July 11th to August 11th, TBD. I don't hate coming home in between trips. So if that doesn't happen and I'm actually not gone back to back on five different trips, I'll be okay with that. And I guess other updates, had a great social weekend. Me and Allison were joking on our Patreon page that we had not really seen people or been around friends. I hadn't seen friends since I was in Vegas. I'd been with family and Connor, of course, but after going to Charlotte for a week and then getting back, I went to a work trip and then I got my cold. So I was just out and unavailable for a solid 3 weeks. But finally, this past weekend, I got to see some friends, went out to dinner and got some drinks with my friends Eva and Alexa. And that was really fun. And it was a beautiful night, beautiful sunset. That's what summer's all about. Getting on a patio, having a nice meal, having a margarita, watching the sunset, chatting with the gals. We were just laughing it up, talking about all these random things and catching up because I had seen Eva, but I had not seen my friend Alexa in a while. So it was really good to catch up with the gals. And then also got to play some sand volleyball. If you guys know me, absolutely love a sand volleyball game. If anyone ever needs a substitute in St. Louis, literally call me. I'll be there. Love sand volleyball. So that was fun. Got to play with a group. We did lose. That's okay. But we were very proud. We actually did very well. And I got all my serves over. I didn't play bad. And that was all that matters. Because if I played bad, I would have been so embarrassed. Because I want to get invited back, honestly. That's why. So I'm glad I did well. And that's all my updates. I'm going to say my peak of the week was the dinner on Saturday. It was good vibes, great company, good food. We went to Diego's Cantina in St. Louis. And we went to High Bar, which was like a rooftop bar, for a drink. And that was so fun. And I love good girl time. So let me read your guys' peaks. Ashika said, I got my F1 visa approved. Congratulations. That is awesome news. Anna said, I decided I'm finally quitting my soul-sucking job. Another congratulations. Very excited for you and for whatever chapter is next. Grace said, we had an engagement party that ended with everyone jumping in the pool. How iconic. That sounds so fun. And congratulations on the engagement. And JD said, my boyfriend showing up for me after a week from literal hell. Very sweet. That's what a good partner and boyfriend is for, to be supportive, to be there for you in the shitty weeks. So very happy for you on that. As always, send in your peaks on our Instagram page, Arty Friends Podcast. We post a story box every Monday asking for your peaks. All right, getting into today's topic, my feel-good morning routine. And like I said, it took a week of not feeling good to reset, to realize what I had a good thing going, you know? So to clarify, this is not me saying that I do this literally every single day. That would be a lie. There are days when I don't have a perfectly curated morning routine, where I lay in bed way longer than I'm supposed to, where I get on my phone and scroll social media and be a rat and just rot. But I will say for the majority of days and probably every single weekday, I try to stick to a good routine. I try to do these things, at least when I'm home and not traveling, so that I can set myself up to have a productive and meaningful day. So the first thing I'll say, which kind of even goes into your night routine, but my first simple thing for a feel-good day is to get good sleep. this should, if I had to pick one thing and one thing only, this would be it. Even in the days where I'm not just crushing it and having an amazing morning routine, I'm always getting good sleep. I try to get 9 hours of sleep every single night. If not, I aim for 8. But this will help you get up and do the things that you want to do to have a productive and meaningful day. If I sleep well through the night, I feel energized. I feel clear in the morning. I don't have grogginess or brain fog. So I guess going back to the nighttime routine kind of helps me get those 9 hours, going to bed at a reasonable time. So just, I always think about what time I would wake up the next day. If I'm trying to wake up at 6 a.m. to go to a 7 a.m. workout class, okay, that means I have to be in bed at 9. So then I have to think, okay, I need to make dinner like 6 so that I can probably eat around 6:37, give my food some time to digest, if not even earlier than that, try to wind down a little bit. I try to wind down at least 30 to 45 minutes before I go to bed. For me, winding down means putting my phone in our guest bedroom to charge, setting up what time I want my hatch alarm to be set to, drinking a sleepy time tea. I don't take sleepy time tea every single night, but in the days where I actually still feel pretty wired, I will. Always taking magnesium every night, and that does help winding down as well. You have to make sure you're taking the right kind of magnesium. There's different types. I'll link the one that I take that helps me wind down at night. I just take a little pill capsule, not one of those drinks or anything, but yes, there's different types of magnesiums and not all are created equally or for winding down, help you sleep. So I'll try to limit my screen time. Honestly, my nighttime routine looks like this. I eat dinner, me and Connor will hang out for an hour. Maybe we'll watch TV. Maybe we'll watch something on YouTube in our living room on the couch. Maybe we'll just catch up. Maybe we'll watch some TikToks together on the couch. I don't know. I'll then clean up, do my closing shift. That's kind of the new term that everyone's been saying is closing shift of your house, like wiping off the counters, doing the dishes. I'll try to get all that done by 8:30. Then I'll go upstairs, do my skincare routine, maybe shower, then shower yet that day. And then my ideal night is to either, like I said, take all those pills, magnesium. If I'm really needing to readjust, like if I've done a lot of traveling lately and I'm having some jet lag or on a different time zone, I'll take a melatonin, but I'll do all those things. And then my ideal night would be to lay in bed for like at least 30 to 45 minutes and read. Reading helps me wind down more than anything else. I feel like it just makes me a little sleepy, but I also love reading. So that's my form of kind of like entertainment, but also best form for winding down for me. And yeah, no screens. I don't do any phones in bed. Also, I feel like I spend all day on my phone because I'm working or posting things as a content creator. So like for some reason, the last thing I want to do is scroll on TikTok in bed. I know that's a really tough one for some people. For me, I have no issue not doing that. So for me, it's find a book or read something on my Kindle. And then, but yeah, mostly I'm just being conscious of the clock, making sure that I'm not letting it like tick down to too little time. I really try to shoot for 8 to 9 hours every single night. If it was a perfect world, maybe 10. But with that, I just have to make sure that I'm not staying up too late, because on the nights I stay up too late and I only get 7 or even 6 hours of sleep, I'm struggling the next day. And of course, we already know that quality sleep sets the foundation for everything. But if you wanted some facts, some statistics, quality sleep boosts cognitive performance, emotional regulation, and your energy. So like I said, that was my first number one, is getting that good, deep, restful sleep. Number two for a perfect morning routine is moving my body in a way that feels good. So if you guys follow me on social media, you might know I've been doing a 1-2-3 Legree workout program that my brother-in-law created. So I've been doing 2-3 Legree classes per week, 2 strength training days, and then 1 cardio day. I finished the program. It's a 12-week program. I finished it before my wedding, and then I did it again. Finished that around 3 weeks ago, and then I took a little bit of a break, especially with being sick, but with those 2 weeks of traveling in June. And so now I'm back up again. I'm on week 1 of 12, redoing it, hoping to increase my lift loads. Just want to maintain what I did and what I accomplished from that first round. So with that workout schedule, I'll be doing something different pretty much every day, but every single day, at least I am moving my body somehow. If I'm not going to a workout class or a lift, I'm walking Margot and trying to get those 10K steps every single day. For me, like I said, it took being sick to realize how much energy a good workout gives me throughout the day. Like I said, it's almost 6 o'clock right now, and my Legree class that I took this morning has given me such an endorphin boost, such good feel-good chemicals that have carried me throughout the whole day. and I can still feel it. And I was trying to think of what kind of workout classes or workouts always give me this feeling, because not everyone does Legree, not everyone does Pilates. I find that anything like lifting, Legree, hot yoga, I always have that high, that workout high after doing hot yoga. That's a really good one. Or even just regular yoga, as long as it's something power that is challenging. I feel like being challenged in your workout is what gives me that really good feeling that leads to a feel-good morning routine. Something where I'm feeling challenged and pushing myself. So it's not really about how hard the workout is. As long as I'm challenging myself and not just being complacent and just kind of pushing myself, I feel like that's what always makes me like walk out feeling a little bit lighter, feeling on top of the world. And doing consistent movement, like a workout routine, or consistently going on walks or going to the gym, that's going to build confidence for you. That's going to give you endorphins. And that momentum is just going to carry on throughout the day. I prefer to work out in the mornings, especially workout classes. Sometimes they do fill up or I sign up too late and I have to work out in the later morning or afternoon. But I try not to do anything past 11 or noon because I'm lucky I work from home and I can just kind of sneak out. And my work is very flexible where as long as I get my stuff done, they don't really care what time I'm doing it because I work remote and everyone's on different time zones. So I know that not everyone has that flexibility. But when I was working in an office in New York, I would always do the 7:30, 7:30, 8 a.m. workout classes. And yeah, I've had the same morning routine, honestly, since post-college. So probably for the last 6+ years. And every single morning where I did a workout and then showered at the gym and then went to work, I was on cloud 9 and felt that energy throughout the entire day. Something new to my routine that I've been loving. I've never actually taken pre-workout. Crazy, I know. And this week is the first time I've taken pre-workout ever. Connor loves the brand Naked. If you guys ever need a good protein powder pre-workout brand, the brand Naked, it's just the ingredients. There's no fillers. There's no artificial flavors. No, none of the junk that you don't really want. Some of these workout brands have the craziest ingredients and the craziest synthetic things out there. So the Naked brand is just the ingredients. I think they have some flavored, like actually flavored naturally, and not just natural flavors, but I think they have some flavors. But for the most part, everything is very clean. And I saw his Naked Clean Energy pre-workout in the cupboard. And I was honestly feeling a little meh this morning. I think I'm still, you know, still recovering from the cold, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to try some pre-workout today. And I actually loved it. I know that's like not news to anybody, but I loved it. So I will be taking pre-workout from now on. And I'm going to add that to my feel-good morning routine. If you need something to get you through your workout, I know that's literally the point of it. And I can confirm that it works. But in the past, even if I'm not tired, even if I get 9-10 hours of sleep, dark workout rooms make me yawn. And this was one of the first times where I did not yawn literally once through my whole workout. I'm like, oh, I think this is how it's supposed to be. So I'm going to say throwing a little pre-workout in that morning routine is great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and talk about one of our sponsors real quick, Shopify. As you guys know, starting a small business, there's nothing small about it. There are so many things to do. And both myself and Allison run a business, obviously, we run this podcast, and it has been consuming us since we started. There's always a new decision to make. And sometimes those small decisions feel so massive. And something that really helps you when you have a small business is choosing a company that has a great reputation, that does things right, so that the small decisions can be the right decision. So that's why we love Shopify. It is the best commerce platform, and Shopify is behind millions of businesses around the world. Did you know it actually is 10% of all e-commerce in the US is Shopify? So that's brands like Mattel, Gymshark, Skims, you name it, those brands use Shopify. You can tackle all of your important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more. Shopify makes the marketing minefield easy with built-in tools for running social media and email campaigns, so you can find new customers and keep them. And if you're looking to grow your business internationally, Shopify has global selling tools that can help you in over 150 countries. I mean, for us, it's a no-brainer. Shopify is the e-commerce platform to use if you're selling anything online. Get all the big stuff right for your small business right now with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. You can use the code alreadyfriends to get a $1 per month trial. Again, at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thanks to Shopify for sponsoring the show.
Okay, the holidays are sneaking up fast, and it is not too early to get started on your holiday shopping and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods is making holiday shopping way less stressful this year with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you cannot find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods is the best place to discover extraordinary designs from small businesses and independent makers since 1999. It's truly the perfect name for this website because there are so many unique and interesting gifts for anybody in your life, and there's so many different niches. The mixologists, the gardeners, the diehard football fans, the history buffs, the book lovers, whatever your person that you're shopping for is interested in, you're gonna find something special and unique on Uncommon Goods. One scroll through their site, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's just so many unique niche gifts, and they're all from independent artists, small businesses, so you feel good supporting them. A lot of these gifts are made in small batches, so when you're shopping for the holidays, shop now because they will sell out, which is a great thing because we love a small batch unique gift. Also, every purchase at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice, and they've donated more than $3 million to date. So get started early on the holiday shopping this season at Uncommon Goods. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/alreadyfriends. That's uncommongoods.com/alreadyfriends for 15% off. Do not miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I guess just walking you through what I do right before I go to the workout, I'll wake up. I try to wake up at least an hour before my class. Around today's class was 7 a.m. So I woke up around 6. I did snooze, I'm not gonna lie. So I woke up at 6:15 and let Margo out, got some sun, let her go potty, came back in, made a little yogurt cup. I would say bowl, but it's honestly not that much. I put it in a mug. I don't know why, I'm weird, but I always put Greek yogurt in a mug as a pre-workout fuel because I have learned that you shouldn't, I don't know, this is just, I'm not a dietitian or I have no registrations or qualifications, but I have learned that it's good to go work out with something in your body. And I did learn this in high school. When I was on the swim team, our coach always said, please eat a peanut butter toast and a banana before coming to swim practice because you guys are going to be waking up for these 6 a.m. workouts or swim practices with nothing in your body. So please eat. And I don't know why I strayed away from that because, you know, sometimes in the past, I've just gone to workouts and then eaten afterwards. But I will say that is good advice. So shout out to Coach Kelly. Thanks for that advice. But my go-to right now, I'm definitely someone who gets into a fixation, and my fixation with food is a Greek yogurt mug with a little bit of honey. And I do the mixed frozen berries bag from Costco. So it has blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, and blueberries, I think, which great fiber. Raspberries and blackberries have very good fiber. So if you're worried about getting your fiber in, and then sometimes I'll even do chia seeds in, but I have learned that you need to soak your chia seeds in water before doing that. So if I have more time, I'll soak chia seeds in a little bit of water for 10 minutes, and then I'll add that to the yogurt bowl. But sometimes we don't have time for that. And then I'll do a sprinkle of Purely Elizabeth granola on top. So that's my little pre-workout snack, because then I come back afterwards and I make actual proper breakfast. Eat that, take the pre-workout, and then I go upstairs, change, brush my teeth, get ready. I don't like to do too much before the workout. I really just want to get out the door, and then I'll come back and kind of finish my morning routine. Also, during all this, I do not look at my phone. I do not scroll social media. I am turned off to the outside world, and that's a big part of this. Why would you want to wake up and throw yourself into the chaos of messages, emails, missed calls, texts? Absolutely not. If I was someone who slept until 8 a.m., I wouldn't be seeing this stuff until 8 a.m., but I'm someone who got up at 6 a.m., and I'm not going to punish myself for getting up earlier and giving myself some me time. So I don't look at anything. Maybe I'll scroll, swipe down and just see if my parents or like any family text me, but that's it because I leave it in sleep mode. And I don't think, yeah, I leave it in sleep mode. I don't even turn sleep mode off. And then I go, sorry, this is a very chaotic morning routine description, but hopefully you guys, you're following along with me. Eat that, take the pre-workout, change, drink some water. Then I get in the car, head to my workout class, do the workout class, come home, and then we continue on with the routine. So number two was moving my body in a way that feels empowering. For me, it's a workout class or going to the gym. And I swear, a good movement in the morning carries my energy throughout the day. It's just like, you guys know the feeling if you know. If you don't know, I highly recommend
I feel like, honestly, the best way is through a heated workout. Like, that is going to give you that. It's like the runner's high, they call it. I guess, yeah, other types of workouts that will give you this feeling. Hot yoga, running. There's that heated workout place. What's that called? Hot Works. I feel like that's a good one. Strength training, walking, weighted walking with a weighted vest or rucking. Boxing. Oh my gosh, I loved my boxing era. When I used to go to Rumble, oh my gosh, I had a Rumble subscription. It was the best time of my life, honestly. That would give me that post-workout high. Sculpt classes, lap swimming. You guys get the point. There's so many different things you could do. And I would say all of those are going to give you that really good feeling. Along with that, getting outside and going for a walk is my number three. I do this every single day. If not, I try to every single day. And that outside walk is just going to give you so much clarity. It's going to boost your mood. I feel like as humans, we're meant to be outside. We're obviously not supposed to be indoors all the time in AC or in heat, sitting inside, no sunlight. It's grounding for you. So doing a outside walk and getting that sunlight is a huge part of that feel good morning routine. For me, I take Margo every single day. She makes sure of it. She will bully me and bark at me like, ruff, ruff, if I haven't taken her yet. Like, she will give me some attitude. She's a sassy girl. So I always make sure to get outside and get on a walk. And of course, sunlight is natural circadian rhythm support. I always try to get 10K steps in my day. It does not happen every single day. I would be lying if I said it did. But a good morning walk of getting in at least a mile and a half, 2 miles, that sets you about 5,000 steps. That gets you almost halfway there. So I try to get a strong morning walk in to help me reach that goal every single day. And it also, of course, makes me feel good. I will bring some headphones. I'll either listen to a podcast, music. I'll be silent and just listen to the sounds of nature. That's always good because you don't always need to be stimulating your brain and giving yourself entertainment. And then, of course, you're naturally going to have some circadian rhythm support from the sunlight, being out early. It's going to boost your mood. So yeah, I try to walk every single morning, and then I try to walk again in the afternoon or evening to round out those 10K steps. Number four, we're making a nourishing, satisfying breakfast. You're already having a great morning. You're already feeling good. And now we just get to keep adding to it. It just keeps getting more fun. So my feel-good breakfast today was I did 2 scrambled eggs and then some frozen veggies. I love Costco for the frozen veggies. Not only is it cheaper than buying every single vegetable that's in the bag, I Googled this. I looked it up. You get the vegetables cheaper and they're grilled. I get these frozen ones that are grilled. I'll link them. That are so delicious. So you throw those in the pan. I do bell peppers, mushrooms, onion, and then I'll cook those on the pan. And then I'll add in 2 scrambled eggs and do like a little egg scramble. I'll also throw in spinach. That's also really delicious in there. And then I had a slice of sourdough bread with some butter. And that's my kind of my breakfast number two because Greek yogurt was first. But that is that nourishing breakfast for me. I always switch it up. Honestly, I'll do a couple different things. Sometimes I'll do scrambled eggs with some breakfast sausages. Sometimes I'll do a protein smoothie with some protein powder. But whatever you eat, just make sure you're getting some good macronutrients. You're getting some good protein, some good carbs, some fiber, because having all those different elements is going to sustain you throughout the day because you don't want to crash. For me, I always try to hit a good amount of protein in the morning, around 30 grams. So the Greek yogurt plus the eggs, I think that was around like 30 or 36 grams. I did the math. And yeah, also get some good fiber. Like I said, the chia seeds, the raspberries. I try to eat a plethora, a wide range of different food groups. Oh, I also like making breakfast tacos. That's another good one. I have the siete tacos. And I'll do some either black beans, eggs, some pico de gallo, or some type of salsa. Love some hot sauce. I love sriracha. On any of these, I'll put sriracha on top. And yeah, this one is so important of having a satisfying breakfast because not only you're not going to eat lunch until like 12 or 1, depending on your work schedule, at least for me, I usually don't eat for another 3 or 4 hours. So you got to have something that's going to hold you over. The food you eat fuels not only your body, but your brain, and it affects how you're going to be productive, how you're going to work. So if you eat a crappy breakfast, that is going to affect you emotionally. At least for me, it makes me crabby. It makes me not have as much energy and not feel sustained in my day-to-day activities. So I always try to have a good, nourishing, satisfying breakfast. And if you are someone who works in an office, that used to be me, Pack an overnight oats. That was my go-to when I worked in the office and I would go to an early morning workout class. I would do an overnight oats, put it in a mason jar, pack it in my bag, and then either eat it first thing when I got to the office or a protein smoothie. I feel like every single morning I didn't pack something. Our office was great. They had smoothie blenders and protein things, and they like provided that kind of stuff. It was really nice of them. So I'd make a protein smoothie there. But yes, because I know I'm very lucky that I work from home and can make all these fun things. So to be realistic, there's some ideas if you do go into an office. And then also a new thing of my morning routine with food along with the pre-workout. That was a new thing. And this is another new thing. I've been drinking Perfect Aminos, and Connor is the trendy health guy. He knows all the trends, all the good new health things. So I've been drinking the Perfect Aminos vanilla flavor. And then I do a scoop of that. And then I add a fourth teaspoon of a Baja mineral sea salt. So the aminos, they're very good at hydration. So it's kind of like those hydration packets, but it also gives you energy, gives you focus. It helps support muscle recovery and lean muscle, because aminos, I feel like they're basically like, I don't know how to perfectly describe this, but they help you produce collagen, and your collagen does all these things. So it not only hydrates you, but it boosts your collagen production. Oh, by the way, all this is not sponsored. I feel like this sounds like an ad, but it's truly just something that we pay for and we really like. I like the vanilla flavor. It's like, I think it was the only one available, so it must be the least popular flavor. And at first, I'm not going to lie, I was like, I don't know if I like this. It tasted like I was drinking vanilla pudding, but now I've come to crave this vanilla pudding taste. That is my aminos drink. So I also would say that with my breakfast, I have this aminos drink, and it has become a quick staple to my routine. It's so good. Oh, and then the salt, the sea salt helps improve your digestion and mineral balance and helps reduce cravings and fatigue. So it helps stabilize your blood sugar and curb energy crashes throughout the day. And number five, so we've done, let's just recap my morning routine. Get a good night's sleep, wake up and move your body in a way that feels empowering, that feels good to you. Go for a walk, get that sunlight. Oh, and I guess along with getting sunlight, now that it's summer, I really am trying to get out and get at least, not every single day, but I try to go and lay out at the pool for like 30 minutes just to get not only a tan, but to get tons of vitamin D. And that has made me feel so good. So even if you're not getting sunlight on your morning walk, maybe it's still dark, maybe it's a cloudy day, try to get out. If it's summer where you are, get out, get some good sun. That also makes me feel really good. Number four, eat a nourishing, satisfying breakfast. And number five, starting my day with a clear intention and having the direction of my day in my hands. For me, again, it's not getting on my phone right away. If I'm getting on my phone right away, it is just a reaction. Like, I'm reacting to everything coming at me. Instead, I'm being proactive. I'm going and choosing things I want to do. And then I'm coming back and letting myself be open up to the world. So when I'm eating breakfast, then I will let myself look at my phone. So we did workout, walk, cook the breakfast. Then I'll let myself look at texts or emails or social media. And to manage my screen time, I use an app called Screen Zen. So if you are someone who can easily get sucked away, there would be times in the past where I would go for my walk with Margo and then I'd come back, eat breakfast, and then I'd be on the kitchen table sitting there scrolling for like an hour. Absolutely not. We are not doing that anymore. So I use Screen Zen. It only lets you unlock social media apps for 5 minutes at a time, and then it locks you out. So that's really good. And that definitely sucks me out of going down a rabbit hole of just scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. But yeah, starting your day with an intention can just help you guide your day and what tasks are going to be priority and what you're going to prioritize. So for me, my intention today was to deep clean and declutter my house. Connor has been out of town for the last 3 days and it's been dead quiet here. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to just get everything organized, all these little projects that I want to do, or just getting rid of things that have been long overdue. I've been doing that this week and tackling the rest of those today. So that was my intention. And then after I eat breakfast in the morning, if I hadn't made, usually I'll make a to-do list the night before, because I'm like, before I go to bed, also I guess it helps me wind down, is if I write down everything that needs to be done tomorrow, I know that I wrote down, I don't have to worry about it. So I'll look at my to-do list from the day before or add more or make a new one and write down everything that I need to do. But with that intention that I set, that guides the to-do list and helps me go in the right direction for what things I need to do that day. But yeah, I guess with starting your day with intention, for the most part, I would say this one is sitting down, writing down that list, thinking about how I want the day to go, but also having a phone-free morning. I feel like those two kind of go hand in hand, because as addicting and as enticing as it is to just get on my phone and scroll in the morning, it totally does mess up your day. And that is a boo. That's a bad, feel bad morning routine, honestly, is to go and scroll for like 1 or 2 hours. It never goes well. So to recap my 5 things, even though we just recapped them: get good sleep, move my body, go for a walk, have a good nourishing breakfast, and then start my day with intention and being proactive and not reacting. Doing the things that I want to do, getting my mind right before I go and jump in to responding to texts, emails, responding to the world, because in no other time period in this entire civilization have people been tuned in 24/7 to the entire world. It's just us in the last 10, 20 years with the internet, with social media, with these smartphones that were very tapped in. Everyone used to have full 12 hours, 16 hours away from work, clock out at 6, get there at 8, where they didn't have to think about work. They didn't have to talk to their coworkers. They just, think about it, the 60s, 50s, 70s, no one was calling you. No one was texting you. You just got to go home and unplug and detach, I guess, from the outside world. So I feel like we need to remind ourselves to let ourselves do that by not using our phones right first thing we wake up in the morning. But yeah, doing all these things this morning has made me feel amazing. Was very productive today. Got a ton done. And not only that, you don't have to be productive to have a good day, but I just felt good doing all these things. I just had this energy and this natural high throughout the entire day. And I think it was from all these 5 things. So let me know what your guys' morning routine looks like. Do you have similar things? Do we have overlapping feel-good patterns, routines? I want to hear from you guys. So feel free to comment if you're on Spotify or DM me on Instagram at Kara Kirk. I'd love to chat with you guys there. But at the end of it all, if you are doing these things and can relate, that's amazing. If you aren't doing these things or would like to do them, just remember that it's all about changing things small, starting small. Maybe it's waking up a little bit earlier. That's one of your things. And you try to do that for a week. Or maybe it's not opening your phone first thing in the morning. Maybe it's buying an alarm clock instead of using your phone alarm clock. All the little changes will make a big change, but don't feel like you need to do a radical shift overnight. Take your time. This has been a curation of many years in the making of trying to perfect my morning routine. But I will say it works. And unfortunately, everyone who has been telling you that working out and eating healthy and drinking lots of water and getting good sleep makes you feel good, dang, they were right. They have been right this whole time. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Next week, we will be back. The duo will be back with a regular scheduled episode. And yeah, we will see you then. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Already Friends. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.